Let us go to God in prayer. We've been asked, how does your soul prosper? It is a hard question. It asks us to go deeper and deeper into ourselves again and again and again. We ask this morning to help us to remember those moments in which we have gone deeper and maybe we have pushed it down and aside and find it difficult to talk about. But to recall those moments, where would we be without them? What were those moments that drew us here to this community? Those moments in which we've gone deeper, and even today as we express our thanksgivings for those who have healed, our thanksgivings for each other, but remembering also the transitions of our lives, of moving, maybe departing from this community and people that we will miss, for healing from surgery, even sometimes difficult healings that cause us to go deeper. Help us not to be afraid to take into our hearts and into this community those deep places, because that causes us to even work better toward the kingdom. Today, this morning, we remember Ecuador, the needs there and other places of conflict in this world, particularly Syria, Turkey, and the Kurds. And whatever our politics, lives are being lost. We pray especially for this nation, because the soul of this nation is not well. For the Supreme Court, in its decision-making, for each of the justices, to be wise and fair, and of course just. And remember the family of Ataliana Jefferson in Fort Worth, who was killed yesterday for no reason. What is it in our souls that have to be let go, that we see the world in right and wrong and want to be right, or where we are hampered by violence or our colonial minds or whatever it is, those barriers that hold us back? And as we look tomorrow, a holiday still called Columbus Day, there's much to undo in our colonial perspective of how we treat people and how we relate to each other. Push us deeper, Lord, so that we may be healed in so many places which we need it individually and in the larger community. We ask these things in Jesus' name, and as we pray together the prayer which he taught us, our God, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen.